Good afternoon. Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. We're going to head over to one of my favorite places, but don't blink. I mean, it's a big town and everything, but Alice, North Dakota. I enjoyed my visit last time, Jim, that I got to come and see you guys. I think that was 2 years ago, though.
What an honor. One of my favorite places. That's cool. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd better check in with you guys, see how you guys are doing at Legacy Seeds. I know that you do some farming on yourself as with your dad and others. And so how has the spring plant gone in the Alice area?
It's been remarkable. It's been so long since we had a year where you could kind of count your days in advance and hit your goals, you know, like I think the previous 3 years, it'd be like if it rained a little bit, you had to wait for it to dry out. It's cloudy for a day and a half. It was that drought, but the best way I remember is Monday and know you're going to be here on Tuesday and here on Wednesday for the most part, and still getting stuck occasionally.
Okay.
Some going through spots that you didn't, you know, almost forgot had dirt underneath them.
Gotcha. So, Jim, I'm going to have you hang on for a second. You're cutting out really bad, so I don't know if you're in a bad spot or somewhere you can move to get a little clearer, but we missed about half of what you said. Are you in a little better spot, or should we?
Any better?
Well, let's talk for a little bit. Let me ask you another question here. So how is the wetness in the field? Is it pretty dry, or have you guys gotten some moisture recently?
The boys are still finding some wet spots here and there, but it's spots that you haven't even touched in a few years, so that's been ideal.
Right.
Been great.
Yeah, it's you know, it's been an interesting planting year. You and I were talking before we got on the air a little bit earlier today. I don't know what it is, but this spring has felt like it's 8 months. And I don't know. You mentioned kind of being ahead of the game, but part of that is because the end of February and into the early part of March, we actually had some really nice weather. We didn't really have any snow. Did you guys have much for snow in the past year, or were you pretty much barren like we were?
I think we got to use the old snowblower just once, so that was about right. It lets you know it still worked. Then you,
yeah.
I just you waited to see how long you should have it on the old tractor to take it off. I think we waited up until after Easter just in case.
Right. Well, you just never know. And we did get a little bit of winter blast, not too bad by any means, not that long ago, a week or two ago. You know, one of the things, the other things that you and I were talking about is, and we've been dealing with these magical letters PP for quite a while over the last few years. And this year, that's not going to be an issue, unless it's the opposite side where you can't, you know, plant at all because of dryness. But it's actually pushed demand up for seed because more people are finding acres that they haven't been able to farm for a while.
That was the exciting part. You know, the guys are getting their full acreages back for every field or every quarter they're working on. And so guys are finding out, geez, I need another, you know, I need another couple of units, another 25 units over here or more beans over there. And exciting. I mean, they're thrilled because they're actually, especially if it's rented ground, you're actually putting acres on stuff you had to pay rent on.
And, right.
And then you get your PP acres back up again. But yeah, I heard it said, and I think it was up by Southern Trail County up there. The guy said, you know, it's about right for the first time in a long time. I don't think I ever remember. Up there, it's always so wet.
Mm.
I think the guy's grandfather said, I think I've seen it once dry in 1935.
Oh, my.
Now we're pretty good.
And, of course, your dad was around at that time. He was probably.
Yeah, maybe. Not quite. But the rest of the world definitely is on the dry side, but you're just kind of eking along, and there's moisture coming up talking, so you're always, you know, this next couple of days, so you're always optimistic.
Well, I was going to ask you, here's the other part of that is the fact that with more acreage kind of coming online this year and some acres that haven't been online for a while, if somebody is still maybe deciding, you know what, I'm going to be able to plant there this year, seed still available with you and Legacy Seeds?
We're holding our own. A corn got pretty thin in certain maturity blocks, but you know, now we're into soybeans and the sunflower part of the season, so we're sitting okay. If a guy needs a little bit more, we got even those little bags available, the 50 pounders to fill in the gaps. So we're always willing to run them out to you on most hours of the day or night. So if you need something, give us a shout. And I think, you know, I think another good week here and the guys have a lot of stuff wrapped up.
Do you guys have anything peeking through the ground yet in your neck of the woods? Any corn up?
Corn, the last day or so, I've noticed
really?
The corn's up. I see the USDA said North Dakota's at 8% emerged. I thought that's kind of high. I'd figure 1 or 2%, but yeah. there's some corn popping out. It's like within last since Saturday. It's great. Hmm. So kind of off the races.
Yeah,
the clock.
Which is good. You know, the other part of what I'm excited about now is when I talk to the weather service, I think we're over the hump. I think we're over the hump of getting freezes at night. But we there for, what, about a week or two ago, we kept getting freezes at night. Did that cause any problems for anything that was planted, or was it still just too far on the ground and some of the hard freezes didn't have an effect, or is it too early even to tell?
I hate to say it. I know Memorial Day is, what, a week or two away, and I've been some of those mornings where it's been windy and cold out there standing out in those the services, like the one they have here in Alice every Memorial Day. So I'd hate to rule it out, but we should be in good tidings. I was concerned about the beans there for a while. I've seen where it's been warm in April and the beans come shooting out, then it turns cold, and you've seen about a few percent of the stand actually go back underground, kind of like a ostrich that's head stuck in the stand, tries to go back underneath the dirt, and screws up your population.
Right.
I think we're okay. The beans are just got to sprout down there. I think we're going to be okay. But, okay. Yeah, there is always that freak chance, but especially in a dry year, you can have that such volatile up and down. But, boys, always an outside chance, but every day we get past, we're looking pretty good.
Well, you never know. It's North Dakota weather. My last question, as far as planting goes, have you been able to get all your test plots in this year to showcase your products?
I got one more to do myself. Actually, two more. I got a sunflower plot I'm going to put in because we carry the new seed line. I got to put that in yet. I don't think I'll catch it before the end of the week. But I got two alfalfa plots planted in some saline conditions to test our salt-tolerant variety. A couple, our dealers and myself, we've got corn plots planted, so we're way ahead of schedule. This is great. Usually we're slugging this stuff out till June, and here it is middle of May, and we're getting wrapped up. It's kind of a nice change. You got the whole summer back.
Right. Well, commodity prices up pretty much all across the board, and I know sunflowers have really kind of jumped. I don't know where they are recently, but I know this spring when I was looking at it, there's money to be made in the sunflower area. Have you seen any kind of increased demand, or is it still everybody's excited about corn and soybeans and everything else, or did sunflowers take a little bit of a jump this spring?
They definitely took, you know, all the other, the corn and soybeans definitely took, I suppose, the guys' focus or attention, especially soybeans, because you have a lower input cost, maybe less risk there, but from what I've seen out in some fields I've been in the last few weeks, is that, you know, the top 2 inches is dry, but if I put a sunflower out there, it's got that big old taproot. But there's some moisture deep down that it should find and have a tremendous crop. So if there's guys still looking on acres, I think it's a viable crop in at least the eastern part of the state. Perfect. Where there's that good subsoil left.
Well, Legacy Seeds, they still can take care of you. They've got alfalfa, corn, soybeans, wheat, sunflowers, you name it. What is the best, where is the best place we can send folks to check out Legacy Seeds?
Hey, well, if you want to catch me right now on my cell phone, 701-799-3546 is Jim, and I can direct you in the right direction. Either one of our reps or right here in home office, and I'll come out and see you.
Perfect. Otherwise, if you're out of the area and listening, want to check them out, you can go to their website, legacyseeds.com. Jim, thank you very much. We'll check in with you a little bit later on this spring, okay?
Hey, thank you. Come back and come see us sometime again.
I certainly will. Jim Lund from Legacy Seeds. It's coming up to the top of the hour. We'll be back with more Farm Talk in just a moment with Mick Care.